This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and the UAE today signed 5 agreements in various areas, including nuclear energy and petroleum. This includes an MOU on the Barakah nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for a long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. The MOUs were inked following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed the multifaceted India-UAE relationship and avenues to broaden the comprehensive strategic partnership into new and emerging areas. President Draupadi Murmu met the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi at Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon. She expressed deep appreciation for the historically close and friendly relations between India and the UAE, underpinned by strong people-to-people ties. Our correspondent reports that the Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. The Supreme Court today directed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to submit a fresh report by 17th of September on the probe in the rape and murder case of a trainee doctor at Kolkata's R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital. A bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur perused the report filed in a sealed cover by Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the CBI. The top court also asked the CBI to file a fresh report within a week and posted the matter for further consideration on the 17th of this month. The Supreme Court today stayed the Allahabad High Court order asking the Uttar Pradesh government to prepare a revised list of 69,000 assistant teachers selected through the assistant teachers recruitment examination in 2019. The top court also stayed the High Court verdict setting aside the selection lists of assistant teachers issued by the state authorities in June 2020 and January 2022, which included 6,800 candidates. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Parthiwala and Manoj Mishra also issued notices to the state government and others, including the Secretary of the UP Basic Education Board, on a plea filed by Ravi Kumar Saxena and 51 others. The bench said it will fix the plea for hearing in the week commencing 23rd of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar took part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. The inaugural meeting focused on enhancing cooperation across various sectors including trade, investment and energy. On the sidelines of the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council member countries and Brazil. These discussions covered a wide range of bilateral, regional and global issues. The 54th GST Council meeting was held in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the meeting, in which Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary and Finance Ministers of States were also present. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council had also recommended the services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, including the sale of platform tickets, facility of retiring rooms and waiting rooms, and battery-operated car services, will not attract any GST. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged more people to nominate inspiring personalities for the Padma Awards. The last day to nominate is the 15th of this month. In a social media post, the Prime Minister was pleased to share that several nominations have been received. He highlighted that over the last decade, the government has honoured countless grassroots-level heroes with the People's Padma. In the spirit of making the system more transparent and participative, the government has been inviting people to nominate others for various Padma Awards. Nominations can be submitted at awards.gov.in. The Janata Dal United will contest the Jharkhand Assembly elections with the BJP. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, the executive president of JDU, Sanjay Jha, said the seat-sharing formula between the two parties will be decided very soon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.